A Country Wife by Lucy Pinney. Read by Charlie Norfolk. Part 1. Chapter 1. Never trust a man who wears spotless white trousers. Family saying. I came out onto the church porch feeling dazed. My right hand held a contact lens that had shot off my eyeball, probably in terror, as the vicar began his address on the theme of marriage is martyrdom, and my left hand was held firmly in Charlie's large, calloused fingers. I would have liked to have stayed there in the hot sunlight, savouring the triumph and amazement I felt at having nabbed in the teeth of fierce female opposition such a brilliant matrimonial prize. But he rushed me, along with my bridesmaids, into a Victorian milk cart borrowed for the occasion, lifted the reins and yelled at his stallion Bob, "You irritating, bothersome, blithering, vegetable maniac, get on!" Or rather he didn't. There is no way I could write down what he said. It was unprintably rude and consisted mainly of four-letter words. He drove all his horses using foul language, and they responded to it eagerly, probably because it had a rhythmic lilt and carried an undertone of affection. At the familiar torrent of abuse, Bob broke into a brisk trot. The chains on his harness jingled, the cart bounced up and down, and the little bridesmaid screamed. If Charlie stopped yelling filth for more than a minute or two, Bob's ears would swivel anxiously, and after a while his step would falter, so the four-letter words were pretty well incessant as we pounded through the narrow Dorset lanes to my parents' cottage. Bob also farted at regular intervals, which, along with the swearing, somewhat detracted from the tastefulness with which both sets of parents had hoped to imbue the occasion. The relationship Charlie had with his horses was very close, I knew. When left tied up at shows, Bob would scan the crowd for Charlie's face.